And happy Thursday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh Radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs. It was Bob Arthurs yesterday. It's still Bob Arthurs today. It'll be Bob Arthurs tomorrow. And it's my pleasure to spend the next half hour with you here on the Refresh Radio program, WMIE 91.5 FM. I have the privilege of pastoring Merit Assembly of God. You know, I was talking to someone earlier this week, and a local restaurant, and they were talking about their child, and that they're just getting into the VPK program, just barely getting started. And my response to them was, don't blink, because you'll turn around and they'll be in their 30s. And, you know, that's the way I feel about pastoring Merit Assembly of God. It just doesn't seem like it's been almost 26 years, but it has been. You know, I had a relative that had a birthday this week, and I said, I just realized you're older now than you've ever been before in your life. And they responded, yes, and I've got the gray hair to show for it. And I was like, I hear you. I told my wife that, and she said, you mean I hear you. And I mean, we have a lot of punny people in our family. So we want to thank you for tuning in. It's going to be a great day. Next Thursday will be Thanksgiving, and we pray that you're going to have a great holiday with your family. We're going to have our Thanksgiving dinner at church on Sunday. It's always a wonderful feast, and we'd like to invite you to come. If you do not have a church family, please come and enjoy the fellowship. Hang out with some wonderful, fantastic people, and you'll get a meal better than anything you'll find at a restaurant around here. You don't have to tip the servers afterwards either. It is really, really good food. And it was on Monday night. I got kicked out of my house so that my wife could throw a ladies' Thanksgiving party at our house. And I'd been there and helped set up and clean and all of that sort of fun stuff. And so I went and I tried a restaurant, and it had an all-you-can-eat buffet, and I think it was all-you-can-eat entrees too. And they let me walk around. I said, well, do you have a menu? And they said, no, it's what you see is what you get. And then they told me the price. I want to tell you something. You are going, if you come to the Thanksgiving potluck dinner that we have, you're going to get a better selection than what was available at that restaurant. And it will not cost you anywhere near. I tell you what, if every person came in and put in just a fraction of what that restaurant was charging per person, by the way, I didn't stick around to eat, then it would just be absolutely a bang up financial day for Merit Assembly of God. We're looking forward to having a great time together, celebrating the goodness of God. If I can say thank you to the saints there at Merit Assembly of God, we have recently completed a project we were probably 5 years working on. 5 years that we were working on getting the funds together and getting the manpower and the weather to cooperate. It was an outdoor project, and where one person was able to do a little bit at a time. We had a group of people that came together, and we knocked out the whole project in just maybe, I don't know, 5 or 6 hours. And so it was just a huge, huge blessing. Last year, when we sat down to do the budget, we were actually in the red. We ended up in the black, and we had several, not just that one project, but there were several capital improvements that needed to be made, and we were able to address all of those this year. And so we just want to say thank you to the saints at Merit Assembly of God. Thank you to the listeners, and thank you to the wonderful laborers who helped make everything possible and to the faithfulness of God. God has been faithful to Merit Assembly of God since before I got there. And so, anyway, with that being said, I want to remind you, we do not have service this Sunday night. We do have church Sunday morning. We have Sunday school at 9:30, worship service at 10:30, fellowship dinner afterwards. And we're looking forward to that. And I pray that you have a great, great Thanksgiving. I want to take you back to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. I was praying before I came in today, and I just had this little nugget of wisdom that was dropped into my spirit about the will of God. And so I want to take you back to Romans chapter 12. I know we were just there, and we're going to touch on this a little bit, and then we'll move on to the next verse. But in Romans chapter 12, it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I'll start off by saying this. A lot of people want others to tell them what the will of God. God is looking to develop in us the ability to discern the will of God, to hear from God and know this is the way, walk ye in it, to hear a thus saith the Lord. That's what God is looking for. There are a lot of people who can regurgitate information, but there's not nearly as many people who are able to process and discern what God is saying. And so I want to encourage you that's the target, that you want to get to that place where you can discern what the will of God is in the situation. That's the goal for all of us. So as I was praying, this little nugget was dropped into my spirit and says, you will never be able to prove what the will of God is, to know what the will of God is, if you never get to that place where you present yourself to the Heavenly Father. That is the very first step. Paul says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. So we want to talk about the living sacrifice, but I want to focus this morning on the fact we need to daily come and present ourselves to God. We need to present ourselves to Him right off the bat, first thing of a morning. Say, God, here I am. What do you have in store for this day? This is the day that the Lord has made. Okay? He made it for a reason. He made it for a purpose. You have a purpose. I have a purpose. Today is a gift from Him to us. We need to present ourselves to Him to say, okay, God, what is the purpose that you have for me today? And did you know that there are some of those days, this was the second thing that I wanted to share with you today that God dropped in my spirit, and that is that if God says, my will for you today is for you to spend the entire day with me, that is not a negative. That is not sloth. That is not laziness. That is obedience. I mean, I don't know about you, but with the frenzied pace that we lead in 2018, we have more modern conveniences. We can get places faster than we've ever got there before. We have more tools at our disposal so we can do things quicker. And yet, instead of having more free time, we are busier than we have ever been. And that busyness is many times a distraction from the enemy to prevent us from presenting ourselves to God. The disciples, their first responsibility, Jesus' first reason for calling them to Himself was that they might be with Him. So with that in mind, I'd like to ask you today, what if God said, you know, instead of binge watching tonight instead of, now, I don't know about you, but if somebody said, instead of going to work today, how about taking the day off with me? You know, that's like, okay, well, that's a real easy way to respond. But what if God said, instead of doing some of those other things that tap into your time demands, what if we just spent some time together? What if we spent time with God worshiping him? Do you do realize that God is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year? And I've had a number of people say, you know, I would just as soon go out on the water and spend time with God. Well, that's all fine, well and good. There can be times where that happens, but you also have to remember that Jesus made it his priority that when the Sabbath came, he was in the synagogue with the other saints, with the people who were there. He was there to speak, and he was there to fellowship, and he was there to cast out devils. And so, you know, I could say, you know, I really enjoy my time with God on the golf course when I get to go out there, and I do. It's a very relaxing time for me. I haven't been out there in several weeks, but it's a good time. But that's not a substitute. It's not a substitute of presenting myself to God when I am making accommodation for my flesh in the process. So whether it's fishing or golfing or you know, maybe just curling up and reading a book and pulling the blinds and pretending like nobody's home, that's not the same. It's got to be the right time. You and I, we need to present ourselves to God on a daily basis. And when we do that, we're going to find that the more time we spend with him, the more time we enjoy spending with him, the more benefits there are, the greater we understand the authority in this Martha world. Don't forget to take advantage of the Mary opportunities that are presented to us to sit at his feet. Present yourself to the Lord today and say, God, can we spend a little bit of time together before life gets crazy today, before the everybody else wakes up? And I told our church on the day of daylight savings time, I said, if you were looking for the pristine opportunity to convert yourself into more of a morning person, this is your opportunity. Because your biological clock is not in sync. Mine is still not synchronized with the time clock. You know, when the sun goes down, my body says, you know, in a few hours we're going to be going to sleep. And so on election night, come 8 o'clock, I was ready to wind down. I didn't get to succeed at that, but I was already in the winding down process. And so if you say, you know what, I'm just going to pretend like I don't know what time it is, and I'm going to go to bed when my body tells me it's time to go to bed, and I'm going to get up. And I can tell you this, I've been getting up a lot earlier ever since daylight savings time ended than I was before. And sometimes it's really early. I'm, you know, my wife and daughters are having to adjust it. What are you doing up? You know why? Because before they all go to their jobs, they're spending time with Jesus. They're saying, okay, God, I need you to work. And they don't want me interfering with that time. You need to find that quiet place, that sanctuary, that place where you can meet with God, whether it's a room, you know, if like in the movie, The War Room, that lady took a closet. She was living in a big old house by herself, but she had a closet, and that was the place where she did kingdom business. And so I don't know where that is for you. I know my daughter has a spot, and she doesn't want anything messing that spot up. And I would encourage you to find that place. Put it on your calendar. We are really good at keeping appointments. Why would we cancel the most important meeting of the day when we're meeting with the King of Kings and with the Lord of Lords. It's just a thought. So want to move on to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians, just a few books over to the right. And we're going to take a look at 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Verse number 1 says, "Moreover, brethren, we make known to you the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded in the riches of their liberality. For I bear witness that that according to their ability, yes, and beyond their ability, they were freely willing, imploring us with much urgency that we would receive the gift and the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. And not only as we had hoped, but first they gave themselves to the Lord and then to us by the will of God. So we urged Titus, as he had begun, so he would also complete this grace in you as well. But as you abound in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in all diligence, and in your love for us, see that you abound in this grace also." Here in chapter 8, Paul is writing, and he talks about that they gave beyond their ability. And in verse number 5, it says, "And not only as we had hoped," there are many times where a tangible gift expressed to the body of Christ, if you're looking for a need to be a part of right now, California fires have been devastating property like crazy. There's a situation that I heard of where people that I don't know, but I know people who know them, had just barely enough time to escape with the clothes that they had on their back, and everything that they had was destroyed. Millions and millions, if not billions of dollars of damage done due to fire. And, you know, unlike a hurricane where we have many days notice most of the time to prepare for that. Now, Hurricane Michael that came through the panhandle, it was a blowing and a going. It developed and moved on rapidly. But out there in those fires, they don't get a lot of notice. They don't get a lot of notice. And especially if it's dry, it is a tinderbox. I saw a statistic where it was burning a football field a second. That's how fast some of these fires were moving. And I believe it's been classified as the deadliest fire in California history. And so if you're looking for an opportunity to be a blessing to someone who has been devastated by the things of this world, the Assemblies of God has a ministry called Convoy of Hope. There's the Red Cross. Now, I will tell you this. The Red Cross and some of those other organizations, while they do a great work, they also have tremendous overhead. We use Convoy of Hope because everything we give goes right to the project. So 100% of the dollar, they cover their administrative costs in a different manner through itinerations and fundraisers and things like that. But when you give, the money goes directly. And they will be on the scene. They will have emergency food and water and all of that sort of stuff. And so that's something that you can give. The body of Christ is about ministering to broken and hurting people. And many times we rejoice in that aspect of the gift. But Paul makes a statement here in chapter 8 that ties in what we were talking about in Romans chapter 12. And it says this, "And not only as we had hoped or expected, but they first gave themselves to the Lord and then to us by the will of God." And so giving ourselves to God is is the top priority. It is the, if you're looking to unlock the combination, you've got to give yourself first to God. It is not just putting all the numbers into the combination. They have to be in the right sequence. And God's got to be the priority. Before we can be the ultimate blessing, I think they're what calling the highway renovation and over in Orlando, the I-4 Ultimate Project. Before we can be the ultimate highway of blessing that God wants us to be, we've got to first present ourselves to Him. We can't just minister out of our own resources and out of our own wisdom. They don't need I don't think you are tuning in to hear a Thus Saith Bob. I believe that the reason that you tune into the Refresh radio program is to hear a Thus Saith the Lord. And the only way that you get a Thus Saith the Lord is if I remember to make God the priority and say, God, here I am. Without you, I'm not going to be able to do anything. But with you, all things are possible. And so with that being said, it is very important for us to present ourselves to the Lord. You need to present yourself to the Lord before you present yourself to your spouse. I heard a couple of interesting things about Christian marriages here through memes and other things. I'm not going to share all those right now, but one of them said, don't just marry a person, marry someone who's willing to worship God with you. And that's very important. We need to present ourselves to God. The best gift that I can give to my wife is to give myself first to God. The best gift that I can give my children is to give myself first to God. The best gift that I can give Merit Assembly of God and the Refresh radio program is to give myself first to God. The best gift that you can give your boss, your neighbors, your coworkers is to give yourself first to God. It has to be the priority, because it is only He who provides the wisdom, the life, the strength, the healing, the comfort that is going to make any impact in someone else's life. He says, they gave themselves first to God. And then he said, and then they gave themselves to us by the will of God. And so I'm going to beat a familiar horse here today, and that's an expression. It's not a literal thing. I don't own a horse. And that is this. It is very important. It is vital. It is crucial to give ourselves to God. It is also just as important that we, once we've given ourselves to God, realize that God wants to dispatch us as a gift to those around us. I tell our congregation that they are a gift to this community. We are not a sinkhole in the community. We are to be a gift to the community. We are to be a blessing where we go. We're supposed to be making a positive impact. We're not here to conform to the community. We are here to influence the community and let the light shine in the midst of the darkness. That's what we do. And so we have a gift. So when I come to church, there are things that I am going to impart to people. If you know people who've been at Merit Assembly of God, you will undoubtedly run into some stories that you've heard before. But the truth of the matter is, there's new people that have come in, and so I am imparting things to them that they're hearing for the very first time. And I'm not just bringing out old treasures, but I'm bringing out new treasures as well, things that God is imparting to me. There are things that I share on the radio program, and then I go and I share them with the church. And there are some times that I share things with the church, and then I bring them to the radio program. You see, because this is about presenting myself to God so that I can present myself wherever God would have me to be presented. I've got an opportunity here in the coming weeks that I'm really excited about. And the closer that it gets, the more excited I am about being a blessing to somebody in accordance with the will of God. That's the very important thing. There are too many people that do not take into consideration what God's will in the situation is, what God's will. And for this situation, they said, we presented the church in Corinth presented themselves to Paul in such a manner that they said, this is an extension of ourselves for the people in Macedonia. We want to be a part of what God is doing in bringing the kingdom of God to the region of Macedonia. We believe that this is the will of God. And Paul said, you know what? I didn't see that coming. How many times have you had someone surprise you because their response wasn't typical? You know when that happens? It happens when people say, I know that I have an opportunity to be a blessing to those around me, but I need to go and meet with God. I need to hear from God. And when he does, he'll probably ask you to reach deeper than you've ever reached before. He will probably allow you to tap into spiritual resources that you'd never tapped into before. You see, they discovered the abounding liberal. Listen to this. For I bear witness that according to their abilities, yes, and beyond their ability, they were freely willing, imploring us with much urgency that we would receive the gift and the fellowship of the ministering of the saints. They said, we have discovered that God is capable of doing things that we aren't capable of. And because he's capable, we're willing to partner with him. God bless you. Present yourself to God today and watch what he does through you reaching this community. See you next
time
right here on
Refresh. Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Sweet rain, wash me clean. you know the fire deep down in my soul, oh Lord, my